Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
It's Footy Chat with Lachie.
Good morning, Lachie and Whitey this morning.
It's definitely Footy Chat.
great boys.
Great to be here. Happy Friday, guys.
Whitey's been roped into this because on account of not picking me up this morning, he got out of playing our Friday game, Tongue Twister. So now he gets to learn about football, right?
I know a bit about football, I'm sure Lachie can educate me in a bit more the nuances of the game.
We like students of the game.
Well, there's one thing that I know from this week, and it's that the RFL have had a bye. It is round four. I don't understand, Lachie.
Yeah, so they had three rounds, and now it's time for a rest.
It seems. Look, come on, guys. Four rounds? You had a whole year off.
Very true.
Very passionate about this.
Yeah, look, I really don't know why there's a bye this week, but hey, there is, and I'm sure I'll get a barrage of text messages very soon saying why there is the bye. But
well, do you know who is playing? The Old Faithfuls, the Independents. They are carrying us through this year.
They don't rest, do they? Kidding. They are powering on, and a big round of footy. Sedan, Canberra, and Brownswell. This is at Canberra, Brooke.
Okay. Who do we think? Canberra have been doing pretty well.
Sedan Canberra are a powerhouse. Yeah. They will win this quite easily. Yep. Brownswell, they're still battling along.
Okay.
Go the Bombers, but it's going to be a tough trip.
The Bombers are Sedan Canberra, is that
no,
right?
No, the Bombers are Brownswell.
Oh, gosh. Sorry. Why do I have no idea?
Sedan Canberra are the Magpies.
Ah, I'm going for the Magpies on this one.
They got the prison bars like the Port Adelaide Guernsey, so they couldn't wear Sedan Canberra.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Whitey, based on no information, who are you going for?
Oh, you know what? Sedan Canberra. I don't know. Something about that team just sticks out to me.
I love it. Okay, perfect.
Just purely
it's a pub in Sedan too.
Yeah. I've been past that many times.
Yeah. The Canberra pub.
Stopped there, Whitey?
Hey,
have you stopped there?
I'm meaning to, but every time I go past, it's closed.
Oh,
right.
Big shout out to the Sedan pub this morning.
Go Sedan. All right. We've also got Cobb Dogler at Wonka.
Yeah. Look, this is probably match of the round. It is at Cobby. Look, an interesting one. Wonka, a good win last week. Cobby going down to Blanchetown, Swan Reach. They'll be eager to bounce back. It is at home. I don't know. I've got a funny feeling about the Wonka Bulldogs this week. I'm gonna go with the Dogs.
Okay. I probably should go with what you say, really, if I'm going to make these big claims.
Well, no, you want to be
trust in Lachie Winnall.
You've got to be opposite to me and create a bit of tension.
Okay, sorry, then. It's definitely going to be, who did you say, Wonka?
Cobby.
Oh, it's going to be Wonka.
Cobby
then.
And Wonka are playing at Cobby tomorrow.
Gosh, I know. I just didn't know which one you said.
I'm going for Wonka.
So I'm going for Cobby then.
Right, good
done.
Stuff.
Whitey, who are you going for?
Well, as a Barmer boy, I do have a soft spot for the old Cobby Eagles, so I think I'm going to have to go the Eagles.
Go there. All right, fair enough.
And then we've got Ramco and BSR, Blanchetown, Swan Reach for those playing at home. Interesting one again. A couple of rivals. Bit of a derby there close by. BSR, good win last week. Ramco, not too bad. Two solid mid-pack teams here, Brooke.
Okay, got you. So it could go either way.
I'm going to go the Redbacks. That's Blanchetown, Swan Reach. They are the Redbacks.
All right, I'm going Ramco.
The Roosters. Ramco, Roosters.
See, that's very relevant to me then. Yeah. Whitey, come on.
As someone who came fourth in the high school cross country at the Ramco Oval, I have a soft spot for that ground, so I'm going to go Ramco.
Come on, you show off. All right. Well, look, good on the Independents this week for actually playing.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
One. No offence to the RFL, but come on, guys, up the game. Thank you very much, Lachie and Whitey, this morning for filling me in.